Elizabeth Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
There's a new South African champion in the house, ladies and gents. Hailing from the most beautiful part of the world. In actual fact, I've decided that there must be something in the air in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's fantastic talent that comes from Wellington. And this morning, it's Tyron Adams.
Yes,
Tyron
Adams. Here it is.
Round 2023 Boerewors champion at ShopRite and Checkers Championship Boerewors competition. It's the biggest Boerewors competition in the world.
True.
You can't say in South Africa, because we're the only country to do Boerewors, but you are the world champion. Never mind SA's number one. How does it feel?
Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
Good morning, Ricky, and good morning, Success, and to all the Smiley from listeners. It still feels surreal. I thought it would be, it felt like reality at the moment, but no. Honestly, it still needs to kick in.
Yeah.
So, Tyron, just tell me about, because you make it through to this competition where it's like the finals. It's like a taste-off. And you realize that your recipe is slightly different from everybody else's. You're under pressure to literally perform at that event, because if you don't, for some reason, if you undercook or overcook or the recipe is just slightly out, that's it. I mean, you don't get another chance to come back until the next year, you know, and compete. What's that kind of pressure like?
I actually felt the pressure on Thursday already, because Thursday was the big day where we had to prepare the voice. And I think over the weekend, not that much pressure, just waiting for the results. So they got chefs in to actually cook the voice.
Got you.
But you still have to guide them.
You got to,
So I don't think it was that difficult. I think I relied a lot on my chef experience, being a chef myself. And like I mentioned, it all came down to gut feeling.
Yeah,
like you just have to know, okay, now I think it's ready. And
the horse was here, and now
it's gone.
Phil's taking
the horse
somewhere. he's like, he's got divorce, and he's out of here. I want to taste this on air. I want to sample this horse. OG from our social media team just walked in. He looks like he's rubbing his lips. Did you eat the divorce there, OG? No. Have you tried it yet?
No.
Phil, bring the horse. Where's the horse?
When it comes to vorge, making vorge, there's a lot of components that play a role, from your spices to the fat. What was your secret?
He's not going to leave.
Why not? Can you or don't
you? I won't tell you what
He's already the champion. He's already the champion, Morsnow.
So I won't tell you what my secret is, but what I can tell you is I believe in doing the small things well, which is a philosophy which we use in the kitchen as well. So coriander seeds is quite commonly used, so I know it's in a lot of recipes. I can speak about it. But it comes down to toasting your coriander seeds to perfection. You understand? If you use rosemary, and I did not, yet again. So say I use dried rosemary. Instead of buying dried rosemary, I bought the rosemary fresh and I put it on my father's roof to let it sun dry. You understand?
Wow.
So that intensifies the flavor as well.
I said, it all
comes down to the small steps.
Okay.
Tyron, when did you realize, because obviously, if you look at Wellington, Wellington's a great area for butcheries. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, I'll get my meat out of Wellington. It seems to be a hub of great source of meat. When did you make the voice? When did somebody first tell you, Tyron, your voice that you're making is out of the top drawer? This is something that really the whole country needs to. When was that feedback first given to you?
So actually, even before I made the voice, I think the feedback came from blending the spices. I'm just going to give Connor a chance.
Ryan is so ready for this.
I actually asked him if there was going to be a fire here, because I like to.
Oh man.
Okay, because that's the next thing, right? Preparing it or cooking vorge.
Yes.
So usually if you don't have a fire, you just put it in a pan with a bit of water, close the lid.
What
would you say is the best way to actually do it?
So I just, for this one, I used a little bit of oil. I didn't use any water, just cover the pan slightly, and then quick high heat just to give it some color, and then I drop the heat so the heat isn't too hot, so the casing breaks. So that's how I approach my vorse making.
Hoorie, daar is so baie mense daar buite wat gewoonlik vorse droog maak.
Yes.
Te lank op haar plaat of te lank op die vuur. Een mens moet nie, want dan verloor jy mis al die juices wat lekker vet in het en al die.
Success, just try that.
Okay, I'm going to.
And it's so juicy.
And I think another thing that we forget, that I think I use my chef experience as well, is people tend to forget to rest the meat. We call the process resting.
Yeah.
So once you cook it, all the juices are flowing through the meat. If it's a piece of steak, sausage, just give the meat 5 minutes, like just to rest, so that the juices can settle again. So that when you cut through it, it won't be all over your cutting board. You want it inside. You understand?
There we go.
Taran, I need to know, when can I get down to my local shop, right in Checkers store, and pick up this up? This is incredible.
So it will be in stores from Friday, 8th of September. But I have some gifts here. And I think it's quite exclusive, because the rest of South Africa have to wait another week.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be brying, I promise you tonight. I will be brying the number one boerewors in South Africa.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.